Deus in adutorium meum intende.
Domine ad adjuvandum me festina.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Caeli Deus Sanctissime, qui lucidum centrum poli, cantore pingis in eo, augens e cor illumine, quarto die qui flammea, solis rotam constituet, lune ministra sortini, vagos recursus sideru, ut noctibus velumini, diremptionis terminum, primordis et mensium, signum dares notissimum, illumina cor hominum, asterce sortes mentium, resolve colpe vinculum, e verte moles criminum, presta pater piissime, Patrice comparunice, cum spiritu paraclito, regnans per omnes saeculum.
Those who sow in tears will reap in joy. When the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, on our lips there were songs. The heathens themselves said what marvels the Lord worked for them. What marvels the Lord worked for us, indeed we were glad. Deliver us, O Lord, from our bondage, as streams in dry land. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap. They go out, full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing. They come back full of song, carrying their sheaves. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord, you have raised us from the earth. May you let the seeds of justice, which we have sown in tears, grow and increase in your sight. May we reap in joy the harvest we hope for patiently.
May the Lord build our house and guard our city. If the Lord does not build the house, in vain do its builders labor. If the Lord does not watch over the city, in vain does its watchman keep vigil. In vain is your early arising, you're going later to rest. You who toil for the bread you eat, when he pours gifts on his beloved while they slumber. Truly sons are a gift from the Lord, a blessing the fruit of the womb. Indeed the sons of youth are like arrows in the hand of a warrior. Oh, the happiness of the man who has filled his quiver with these arrows. He will have no cause for shame when he disputes with his foes in the gateways. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum, amen. You command the seed to rise, Lord God, though the farmer is unaware. Grant that those who labor for you may trust not in their own work, but in your help, remembering that the land is brought to flower, not with human tears, but with those of your Son. May the church rely only upon your gifts. May the Lord build our house and guard our city. He is the firstborn of all creation. In every way the primacy is His. Let us give thanks to the Father for having made you worthy to share the lot of the saints in light. He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of His beloved Son. Through Him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In Him everything in heaven and on earth was created, things visible and invisible. All were created through Him, all were created for Him. He is before all else that is, in Him everything continues in being. It is He who is head of the body, the church, He who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that primacy may be His in everything. It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in Him, and by means of Him to reconcile everything in His person, both on earth and in the heavens, making peace through the blood of His cross. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. He is the firstborn of all creation. In every way the primacy is His.
To God, whose power now at work in us can do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine, to Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations, world without end. Amen. Claim me once more as your own, Lord, and have mercy on me.
Claim me once more as your own, Lord, and have mercy on me.
Do not abandon me with the wicked.
Have mercy on me.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Claim me once more as your own, Lord, and have mercy on me.
The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is His name. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for He has looked with favor on His lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is His name. He has mercy on those who fear Him, in every generation. He has shown the strength of His arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things
and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
Let us humbly pray to God who sent his Son as the Savior and exemplar of his people. May your people praise you, Lord. Let us give thanks to God who chose us as the first fruits of salvation, and who called us to share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. May your people praise you, Lord. May those who confess your holy name be united in truth and fervent in your love. May your people praise you, Lord. Creator of all things, your Son desired to work among us with his own hands. Be mindful of all who earn their living by the sweat of their brow. May the people praise you, Lord. Be mindful of those who devote themselves to the service of their brothers. Do not let them be deterred from their goals by discouraging results or lack of support. May your people praise you, Lord. Be merciful to the faithful departed. Keep them from the power of the evil one. May your people praise you, Lord. With longing for the coming of God's kingdom, let us offer our prayer to the Father.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Merciful Lord, let the evening prayer of your church come before you. May we do your work faithfully, free from sin, and make us secure in your love. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
Salve Regina, Mater Misericordiae, Vita Dulcedo, et spes nostra salve. A te clamamus, exoles filii Eve, a te suspiramus, gementes et flentes, in hac lacrimarum vale. Ea ergo, advocata nostra, ilos tuos misericordes oculos ad nos converte. Et Iesum benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilium ostende. O